Hey everyone, welcome back to High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily, your daily dose of real talk about leveling up your life. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and today we're diving into something super important. Letting go of that emotional baggage weighing you down. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack filled with old hurts, regrets, and anxieties? You know, the kind that drags you back when you're trying to move forward? It's a struggle I think we all face at some point. But guess what? We don't have to let it rule our lives. Think about it. Holding onto that baggage is like driving with a flat tire. Sure, you might be moving, but it takes so much more effort, and you're not going anywhere near as smoothly or as far as you could. Letting go isn't easy, I get it, but the freedom on the other side? Totally worth it. So, how do we actually ditch this emotional baggage? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start packing that backpack away for good. First up, acknowledging what's in there. You can't unpack something if you don't know what's inside, right? Take some time to reflect on those past experiences, the hurts, the disappointments, the fears. Write them down, journal about them, talk it out with a trusted friend. Don't judge yourself for feeling these things, just acknowledge their presence. Second, understand that you have the power to choose how these experiences affect you. You can't change the past, but you can change your reaction to it. Think of it like this. Those old hurts are like scars. They tell a story, but they don't define you. You're stronger now because of them, and you have the power to choose how much they still hold sway over you. Next, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You wouldn't beat up a friend for their past struggles, so why do it to yourself? Talk to yourself with the same love and understanding you'd offer someone you care about. Forgive, but don't forget. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that keeps you tied to the past. Remember, forgiveness is for you, not them. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. And while forgiveness is powerful, remember it doesn't erase the experience. Acknowledging what happened, learning from it, and moving on are all part of the process. Finally, focus on the present moment. It's easy to get caught up in thoughts about what happened or what might happen. But the only time we truly have is now. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your senses, your breath, your surroundings. Ground yourself in the present moment and let go of those lingering thoughts. You know that feeling when you finally put down a heavy burden you've been carrying for too long? That lightness, that sense of freedom? That's what letting go of emotional baggage feels like. It takes courage, it takes work, but trust me, the rewards are immeasurable. Think about a time when you felt stuck because of something from your past. Maybe it was a relationship that ended badly, a mistake you made, or even a hurtful comment someone said to you. How did that feeling hold you back? Now imagine yourself letting go of that baggage. What could be possible? What would you do differently? You'd probably feel lighter, freer, and more capable of taking on new challenges with confidence. Remember, you are worthy of happiness, love, and fulfillment. Don't let past hurts keep you from living your best life. Take those first steps today, acknowledge your baggage, choose how it affects you, practice self-compassion, forgive, and focus on the present moment. You got this. So, tell me what you think. Share your thoughts on letting go of emotional baggage in the comments below. What's one step you're going to take today to start packing that backpack away? And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Remember, we rise by lifting others up. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.